Welcome to Steven and Alex's podcast adventure, where they meet interesting people with interesting stories that come from the shadows and tell their tales. Our YouTube channel, Arcade Kingdom, is available on YouTube, and our podcast is available on most podcast platforms. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, girls and ladies, boys and men, Steven and Alex. Welcome to Steven and Alex's podcast adventure, where they meet interesting people with interesting stories that come from the shadows and tell their tales. Our YouTube channel, Arcade Kingdom, is available on YouTube, and our podcast is available on most podcast platforms. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, girls and ladies, boys and men, Steven and Alex.
Hello, I'm Alex, and this is Steven. Say hi, Steven.
Hi, Steven.
Hi, Steven.
We are greeted here by our very esteemed guest and very valued friend, Aiden Brown, also known as Aiden Brown the Big Dude.
Hello, my name is Aiden Brown the Big Dude. I am a rapper and songwriter from New Jersey, and thank you for having me, guys.
Anytime, Big Dude.
Yeah, anytime. Yes. So what would you like to talk about on this fine evening?
We could talk about like how we got into music and other things that you guys want to talk about and stuff.
Well, I never got into music, but I know you've gotten into music, so let's talk about that. How did you start?
Well, I started making music like when I was in seventh grade. There was like this music project where I and other people had to make rap songs, like basically write a rap song, and I didn't just want to write a rap song. I actually wanted to make a whole song and put it out to the public, and that song I did was called Farther Away. It's out now. Like I recorded back in 2017, and
was that the first song you published?
Yeah. First song I published.
Are you, if you were to look back on that song, how much would you, like, quote-unquote, cringe when looking at it?
I would cringe so freaking much because I basically, when I listen to it now, it was very clear that I did not know how to rap or make a beat at the time. But now, as I make more songs, I start to learn how to do it, like, properly and stuff.
Down. All right. I guess down. Nice, like, nice. Nice.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sort of reminds me of how Alex and I made her first YouTube video, and now it looks like complete crap.
Oh, yeah. I don't even want to look at it. Steve's like, to our friend group, he'll always be like, hey, guys, you want to watch our first video? And I'm always the first one to say, no. No, I don't want to see
it. You don't even get that far. You just leave the FaceTime.
Yeah. I mean, why am I saying yeah? I don't even know about this.
Hey guys, you want to watch our first video of me and Alex's podcast? Call ended.
Recording deleted.
Phone destroyed.
Wow.
But, yeah. Tell us about your, let's start with something that can get us into a pretty good conversation. Tell us about your wacky antics of recording as a musical artist in the guarded state of New Jersey.
I hate when people refer to New Jersey as the Garden State. Our state's filled with nothing but pollution and diesel gas.
I mean, that is kind of true, but anyway, I wouldn't say
it creates a garden in the sky.
Anyway, I guess when I record music, basically in my earlier songs, I basically just sat on the desk and I had this like desktop microphone that I would use for recording songs. But now I basically have a whole like setup for recording. I have like a stand and a isolation shield and pop filter so that.
We gotta get what he has. He's got like a whole like Aiden, can you like turn your computer
could
around
you, so yeah, we can like show us your room? Because I want to know that other people's rooms don't look like my room. Well, my room is just for sleeping.
Well,
and like clothes.
I basically just took down the microphone just so that I could use this microphone for this podcast. But like I could show you like the pole and my isolation.
Can you like turn your computer?
Yeah, show us.
I'm not sure if you can see, but like this right here is what I use. Like this is like a stand that I would use for recording. This is my trying to get my thing to.
Where's your isolation shield?
I'm trying to show you it right now, actually.
It's looks like your camera's frozen a little bit.
I just took it.
Is it frozen for you too, Steve?
I think it unfroze.
All right. Yeah, me too. All
right. This is my isolation shield.
Sorry to anyone who's listening and can't see our faces because this is a podcast and not a video.
It's a podcast that hasn't been animated yet and is only available on Spotify and most modern platforms other than YouTube.
The only extra VFX sort of thing that we've ever done with our podcast is when Steve put a lightsaber as the watch time bar. That was pretty cool. I like that.
I didn't even know how I did that.
You just did it.
Wait, really?
Mess around with buttons.
I think what I did was I was changing my cursor to a lightsaber, and apparently it changed it to, like, the skip bar for some reason. I don't know how.
Yeah, like, it did turn into its lightsaber. I actually do remember that. Like, I don't know how either. Like, in case the audio was glitchy, I still have my extra audio shit recording as well.
That's fine. Dude, if your audio's flipping out, that's the least of the worries. I got, like, a dog jumping from couch to couch and not making it to the other couch
in the and background. And I have parents that just, like, their mouths are like speakers.
Steven.
There's one of them right now.
Yeah. Excuse yourself for 2 minutes.
I'll be right back.
We'll talk. So Aiden.
Yes.
What sort of... alright, he's doing... alright. So Aiden, what's your favorite song that you've made so far?
My favorite song?
Throughout your song-making career, what's your favorite one?
I would say that my favorite song is, I'm not sure if you heard it, but it's called "Rise to the Top." It's basically like my favorite song because like it talks about like a path to success in my career, and that's pretty much it.
Sounds pretty cool. Now, would you describe yourself as a very popular sort of music maker, or more of like a starting out, going through the hardships of like being a beginner sort of music maker?
I don't know. I think I would say that I'm sort of a beginner. Like, even though I've been making music for like, I don't know, like 3 years, so 3 to 4 years now.
3 years.
But
your music's pretty good for 3 years.
But I'm still like trying to learn new like producing like techniques and stuff, and I'm still like trying to set up like my room. Like I'm slowly like turning my bedroom into like some sort of like a recording studio. Like with like for example, I was what I showed you before, like the stand and the isolation shield that was just like I'm using that for my next album.
That's pretty cool. That sounds pretty nice.
Yeah.
Would you mind answering a couple more questions while Steve gets back?
Yeah.
What was your first thought of when you met us at Arcade Kingdom. Like, what did you think of us?
I thought you were like a decent content creators, and I think what got me.
I couldn't be more perfectly timed that I was talking about my dad and he like appeared right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty funny. Would you like to continue?
Yes. Yeah.
Catch me in on what we're talking about.
So I asked Aiden what he first thought of us when he met us as our game kingdom.
I said,
Sorry,
go ahead.
It's actually a pretty good question.
Yeah.
I would say that you guys were very good, and so I decided I joined the team because Steve got me into editing your videos, most specifically the Batman Arkham Origins, and I would actually like to make more content with you guys as well.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds really awesome, Aiden. Sounds like you really know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, another question. When you first, joined us, did you imagine yourself, as, a part of, the family or, the team? Or did you first think of yourself as, the outcast who makes his music and stuff? When you first joined, did you really feel like you were a part? Or were you still, feeling like a little distant
from the rest of us? I would say that I was a little distant with you guys because at the time I didn't consider myself a member because I didn't know what your channel was like, or I haven't seen many videos of you guys but after a few videos I started to figure out that I'm a new member of the team, and I am now because Steven asked me if I wanted to be on the team, and of course I said yes, and here I am today.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Aiden, do you have any Steven, do you have any questions for Aiden?
I do. Before we start playing sampling some of your music, is there other rap music that you enjoy from the 90s and 80s that you feel like inspired you to start rapping other than modern day rappers? Like Ice Cube or Dr. Dre?
Eminem. I pretty much got into rapping because I listened to Eminem, my mom and pretty much my parents would play Eminem music anytime we would go somewhere in the car, and I basically became a fan of his, and I still am today, and I think he's a very talented rapper, and I hope I get via that sort of level. I will get to that level of lyricism and stuff, but I guess the best way I can put it is he's one of my main influences, pretty much my main influence in rap music.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you have any questions for us?
I could say that, how did you, start the channel?
Do you want me to tell the story, Alex? Yeah.
I'll tell the story.
Yeah.
Alright, so here's how it went down. Me and Steven were best friends for grammar school 6th through 8th grade.
Yes.
And since we were playing video games together, one time when we were at my house, we recorded each other, just having fun, singing us some songs, playing some video games. And then we had so much fun with that we decided, hey, let's make a YouTube channel out of this. We watch YouTube like, we both watch YouTube, and we both love, like, Game Grumps and, like, Markiplier and, like, people that are, like, Let's Players that are really funny. So we decided we're pretty funny, so let's try it out, see if people like us. And we're not really sure if people like us. I mean, like, we have a good amount of subscribers.
And we have more views than we do subscribers.
That's true. Yes. A lot of, like, a good amount of, it's, with YouTube, it's, like, either one way or the other. You either have a lot of subscribers with not that many, with not as many views as subscribers, or you have not that many subscribers and you have a lot of views. I think that's our case, where we have only, like, 80, 85 or so subscribers, and we have, like, how many views do we have, Steve? Like, in total, for now?
Almost 2,500.
That's, I mean, yeah, look at that. But yeah, we figured, let's just have fun, and we've been having fun so far. We've had, we started in my house, and then we moved over to Steve's house. We originally started on our phones, and we, like, duct taped it to, like, a tripod. It was horrendous.
We did much worse than duct tape. Yeah. We tried rubber banding it to, like, a bop it.
We did. God. Those days will, like, never get old.
Wait, a bop it for the
video? Yeah, a bop it. Because it was, like, sitting weird on, like, my tripod.
Uh-huh.
By the way, this tripod was for a camera. Not for a phone. It was just for a camera. It had, like, a 90-degree, like, thing. And my mom was like, yeah, it'll work. And it kind of did. We tried so many things to, like, lean it up correctly.
Uh-huh.
And we, like Steven said, we, like, put a bop it on it. Sometimes we would, like, put, like, I think one time we might have, like, put Steve's phone, like, underneath my phone to, like, record it.
Yeah.
And because it was on our phones, it took a really long time for us to get the files to the other person's phone.
We used to have to airdrop the videos before leaving.
Yeah. And then Steve's dad would always, like, pressure us. There would always be, like, a Mission Impossible style, like, race against the clock sort of scenario. It was, looking back, it was a little, how do I put this? Not inspiring, but it's just nice to look back on what we did versus what we do now.
Yeah.
But after...
You know it'll be 2 years this month?
That is crazy.
Really?
I've been doing this for 2 years. I remember after we got somewhat of a following, I think we got, like, how many subscribers? I think, like, 20 or 30. 80,
we have, like,
I know how many subscribers we have now, but we had, like, a certain amount when we like, started getting recording more and more.
Yeah.
And then we started to branch out. We contacted other people. We contacted our friend Devin. Shout out to Devin, if you're watching this, stay cool. And
we got Anthony, Antonio,
AJ,
Lindsay, AJ,
Kim,
Paige.
Yeah.
Well, Kim never really joined us on our videos, but she is a good friend of the friend group that started with Arcade Kingdom, which is pretty nice. You know, we have, like, our own, like, branches.
When I get my phone taken away, she posts on the Instagram for us.
Yeah, she is. She's pretty good with social media and stuff.
Shout out to the Hubs.
Yeah, and then sadly, coronavirus hit. We were home stricken. We couldn't make videos anymore. And then she figured out a way to make videos, and it wasn't really as fun because it was like, Discord would sometimes not really work. My internet, his internet was always fine. My internet would, like, be bad, or my headphones wouldn't work, or I wouldn't have the right microphone. And
then I'd,
like,
get
that.
My computer and phone taken away.
Yeah.
And then he gets his internet fixed, and I don't have a computer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But after all this, after we got one of our best editors on the job, I feel like after I edit videos,
talking about yourself?
No, I was talking about Aiden, and then I was also gonna, like, compliment at the same time, not compliment myself, because I could do funny stuff, but I cannot for the life of me figure out how to work audio. You are a wizard with audio.
Thanks, man.
Like, every video I've seen where you would edit it, the audio is so soothing to the ears, and then mine, I just barely touch it up with, like, a volume button.
Thanks, man.
See, it's cool that, like, we each have our own nick. For me, it's like I can set up, like, video equipment.
Yeah.
You can do the editing, and he can do the audio.
Yeah. This is...
It takes forever to set up a capture card.
It pretty much takes forever.
Yes.
It pretty much...
You remember how long it used to take us to set up the capture card to the TV?
God, yeah, that took forever. So many wires. And when I tell you how many wires there were that were stretched to their limits,
uh-huh.
almost... You could most of the time, you could see the wires, like, separating from, like, the outside covering.
Uh-huh.
You could see, like, the raw wires. Just of how, like, stretched out they were. Where yeah. it went from the TV to the thing, to, like, the... To whatever the TV was.
And then there were the dead pixels on the TV.
That, too. So it went from... We improvised so much. We had to plug stuff into the TV. We had to mount things on, like, where the TV was standing on. And then we had to run that to Steven's coffee table. And that's where the wires got super stretched out. And at the end of the day, we also had to fit a laptop on there somewhere. God.
Yeah. And then the capture card has to connect to the computer. And then the computer has to connect to the TV. TV has to connect to the Xbox.
How are you able to, like, it gets to the point where the wires don't stretch for very longer and connect it to your laptop?
Right.
We don't know. It's a mystery.
But
when it works, we're so surprised. And then when it doesn't work, we're like not even that surprised. We're like, yeah, we kind of figured that it wouldn't work. And then when it does work, we're like, oh my God, we can record 5 minutes worth of content.
And it's not even good content.
No, it's not. It's never good content when it's long. That's why you see me editing videos to like 10 minutes long. Because there's
We used to just make videos of like, we used to make like one video videos of an entire game. Uh-huh. And now, after almost 2 years, we get the bright idea of doing a series instead of just one part of a game.
Yeah. I wanted to ask about this topic, actually. There's a lot of games that we want to play that we've either never played or we only played once and we just stopped. Like, if I were to choose, it would probably be... I would love to play Resident Evil 2 again. And I know...
Yay!
I'd love to do that.
Yay!
I've never played it before.
It was fun. It would be nice to see a comparison of recording it on our phones to recording it with actual good equipment.
Yeah.
But we're going to save that.
We can do it with the computer now. We can do it with the computer. I have it on my computer.
Hold up. We're going to save Resident Evil 2. Any Arcade Kingdom fans out there listening, we're going to save Resident Evil 2 for when we're both back on the couch. Because that's the game.
Splatterfest 2021.
Yes.
Splatterfest 2021.
That's the game I want to play. That's the game that I had so much fun playing, not thinking I would have fun. I thought it would just be like any other, like, I read reviews and I heard it was good, but then when I played it, it was really fun, just goofing around.
Yeah.
And there's so much good comedic gold with such, like, great opportunity. But if I were to, like, I would want to do Resident Evil 2, we're going to save that, like I said, for when we're, back at Steven's house recording. We gotta get a couch first. I don't know how we're gonna do that. We'll look on Letgo or something like that. And then
Facebook Marketplace.
Craigslist.
Bro, we'll get it off of
Craigslist.
Yeah, we'll just drive around.
We'll buy an Etsy couch.
We'll just get really cheap business suits, fake mustaches and briefcases, and we'll offer people money for their couches door to door.
Wow, dude.
But we won't have the money, we'll just have the briefcases.
We'll be like Jehovah's Witnesses, but the opposite. Instead of giving, we'll be taking.
Would you like to hear the word of couch?
Would you like to hear the word of how much is your couch?
What does that
mean? Is your couch $1?
Nigga, what is that all
Is it $2? I don't know, is it $100? Wrong again. It is $1. Here you go.
What were you going to say, Aiden?
I said, what does that mean?
A Jehovah's Witness?
A Jehovah's Witness, they're very religion-based people.
Uh-huh.
And if you've ever seen, kind of a Mormon, that's where they're like...
They don't celebrate holidays.
They don't celebrate Christmas. They don't celebrate birthdays. They don't celebrate Halloween. They only celebrate the things that their religion is based off of.
Uh-huh.
It's somewhat connected to Christianity. I don't even think it is.
Imagine not celebrating your own birth.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But, the reason they would knock on your door is because there's, certain types of people in the Jehovah's Witness community that would go out and they would try to, what's the right term? Recruit, I guess, would be an okay term. I don't really know. So they would try to, recruit new people into the Jehovah's Witness community by, just showing up at their door and praying to them, reading them Bible verses.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah, it's a little bit. But at the same time, if you're not going to go to church, church is going to go to you. You can't ignore it forever.
God will find you. God will stop. He will not stop searching.
Oh my God,
he will never. He will never stop.
Yeah.
He's like, I saw you skip church last week. I'm coming for you.
I mean,
I'd love that to be on a church thing outside of a church. God will
on,
never
on like a bumper. It's on the bumper sticker of the priest's car.
God always finds you.
God is coming.
God is coming.
Speaking of church,
this summer.
Speaking of church,
this summer, God.
Speaking of church,
what were you saying, Aiden?
I was an altar server until my sister graduated from school,
He's I've had enough.
From the school that from the school that we all went to, I'm not gonna say it because it's gonna be public, but
you can say it. There's not really that many people. If you want to say it, that's okay. If you don't want to say it, then that's also bad.
I'm not gonna say it. I don't want to get.
We'll just call it Grammar School Anonymous.
Yeah. We'll call it Aiden's High School. Was it?
It's a middle school.
Oh, all right.
It was a grammar school.
We'll call it Aiden's School of Learning to Be Cool.
Bro, we'll call it the School of Rock.
The School of Rock.
School of Rap. All right. So at the School of Rap, tell us about the School of Rap and what happened.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we're going to call it...
He forgot that we were just talking about his school.
Yeah, we're going to call it the School of Rap as a replacement of its actual name. School of Rap.
All right, so basically...
You're a really cool rapper.
I didn't go to rap school.
I
learned from the streets.
Okay, anyway, I basically went there from first through eighth grade. And I graduated from eighth grade, and I guess that's pretty much it. except for some events there, like the Rainforest Cafe. You guys remember that?
I love the Rainforest Cafe. It's a universal amusement. Yeah. It's like a universal, it's like if you turned universal animatronic and attractions and you put it in a restaurant.
Yeah.
My favorite part of hold on, rap school, my bad.
I'm probably gonna cut
rap school.
I'm probably gonna cut that out or something.
Was when you had to go buy the tickets for the dance.
Oh, yeah.
And you had to go into the janitor's closet, and it was a back alley deal.
The school store.
Yeah, I remember that.
The light was
you
like
could buy
half
pencils,
out.
You could buy erasers, you could buy anything at the school store.
I don't remember ever going in there because it was so weird.
It's such like a back alley thing. It reminds me of like the scene from 21 Jump Street where like they have to do like a back alley drug deal, but it's just in like a classroom that isn't used yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I was dressed up as a red-eyed tree frog for the Brain Force Cafe.
My other favorite part is when it was your birthday and you got to bring donuts or whatever to the class.
Yes.
I used to go to Dunkin' and get like the 24 donut pack, and I remember some of my friends getting like, no. No, not Munchkins. Whoa. The donuts. Donuts.
If I was in your class, I would have definitely had one.
And I remember one of my friends getting like two or three, and then Miss Riley just coming and just like, put it back!
Put it back! But I'm Steve's friend.
Put it back.
Oh, man.
She like tells the story of like,
and the wizard tasted the bite of his donut.
wait, did she actually say that?
The Doom Steven.
Yeah. She used to be really mean to me.
Just Mrs. Riley. Like
I used to stay after school for like a lot of like extra help. And I remember bringing oh my god, I'm gonna call it Saint Rap School because I keep going on the urge of saying it.
Yeah.
Saint Rap School.
But anyways, I used to bring Costco chicken wings. Oh my god!
Chicken wings.
They are amazing. They are so good.
You ever try their churros?
No, I don't think I have.
Dude,
Costco food hits different.
Yeah, because Costco is like if you merge together the major. Yeah. Thank you, Mom. If you merge together.
Are you gonna eat while you're recording?
I mean, we only have like a couple of minutes left to record.
No, eat it. We have to sample his music.
And talk about it too.
Okay.
But like, but anyway.
And I will eat on camera.
But anyway, what were you gonna say, Alex?
I was saying, like a lot of people know this, Costco is like, it's like if you merge together all of the, like, major brand, like, food stores and, supermarkets into one.
Into one.
Yeah, somehow it's, like, I think most of them are, like, bigger than Walmart somehow. And, like, Walmart's known for being really big.
There's a couple foods from Costco that I just want, you know what we should do? We have to make a Costco tier list of food.
One of us is going to have to get... all right, how about this? We'll have a list of like all the stuff they have.
Uh-huh.
Each one of us will have to get like one of those things. Like, Steve, you'll get Chiro. I'll get...
things. Different restaurants.
No, just, it's at Costco. Costco. So we just go to the same Costco, and we'll all get different, like, one of each different thing.
Personally, my favorite thing from Costco is their chicken pot pie.
Oh, yeah.
One you want to raise?
It's amazing!
Yeah, the chicken pot pie at Costco. Oh, my God, that is so good.
The second my second favorite thing is the mac and cheese, and you leave it in the oven for a little extra.
I really like their mac and cheese, to be honest.
Chef's kiss. That one time we made the Resident Evil 2 video, my dad made Costco mac and cheese, and you stayed after and had that mac and cheese.
It was good.
It was banging.
It's pretty good. Not the best mac and cheese I've had in my life, but it's pretty up there. It's pretty top tier. I'll give it like a solid A plus or like an A.
One of my favorite mac and cheeses I've ever had in my life was at New York Comic Con at the mac and cheese food truck.
Dude, that was so good.
He takes
breadcrumbs and he puts it on top of the mac and cheese. And I swear to God, Aiden, it is probably, if not the best mac and cheese I've ever had in my entire life.
I would definitely try it. They had one that I got. It was called the cheeseburger mac and cheese. It was chunks of like ground beef in the burger or in the mac and cheese. It was so good because you got like a taste of like macaroni and cheese and also meat. It was such a great combination. It was heavenly. That's like one of the main reasons I want to go back to New York Comic Con.
New York Comic Con's a magical place. It is huge. It's like going to a mall and everything's in one place.
It's like if you went to a mall and it's the entire mall is Hot Topic.
Dude, literally, if you went to New York Comic Con and you needed one specific thing, you'd be overwhelmed with how many things, how many stores, that one thing that you're looking for that they have.
Yeah.
You want like, Superman comic book? Look around, man. There's like 30 Superman comic book things.
And if you're not quick, the person next to you is going to get it before you do.
Yeah. If you want, like, an anime figurine or just, like, a figurine in general, you have to be really fast because I remember I wanted one and then of, like, a character. And the guy was like, I'm sorry, we are all sold out of that character. I was like, no, but he's my favorite character.
You remember the crabs? You remember the crabs at that one place where you got the My Hero statue and we found the mustard packet on the ground and we put it in the tiny crabs? Holding it.
I need to go to Comic-Con one day.
And you got a picture of the guy with the crab.
Yeah. Wait. What I did, I didn't buy a figurine. I'm pretty sure I didn't. I still have it.
I need to go to Comic-Con when I get the chance.
Tucked behind a bunch of stuff. It's right here. It's a little...
We should take Aiden to Comic-Con.
It's a little...
Yeah, definitely.
Himiko Toga plushie. From My Hero Academia. It's pretty cool.
I just think the best way to do it is like when like after this pandemic is
100%.
Because Aiden, what would you like to cosplay as? We're gonna be doing different things. Of like, me and Steve have this idea of us being different PlayStation characters. Uh-huh. Steve wants to be Leon from Resident Evil. I want to be Gray Fox from Metal Gear Solid. And then whatever you choose to be, you could be.
Alex, look.
That man is a legend.
I don't really know how like what I should cosplay as at the moment, but like I think
would you like to be Kratos? Or boy.
I don't really know who he is, to be sure.
Yo, Steve, look in the back. You can see someone dressed as Tanjiro on that escalator.
Wait.
Dressed as Tanjiro from Demon Slayer.
I have amazing Comic-Con pictures like this one. It's just me chilling with Darth Vader.
Yeah. I have some of those too. I mainly took pictures with other cosplayers.
I was so tired when my dad took this picture. I was so tired.
He saw the game demo and he was immediately released of his energy.
Fat Thor.
That guy was Thanos? Amazing. No, it's Fat Thor.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry,
I got that completely wrong. What the heck?
It's fine.
Let me find a few more photos, and then we're gonna listen to some of Aiden's music and wrap it up.
All right.
there's two things I want to show you. I want to show you a couple photos of our YouTube history and a few pictures of Comic-Con, just to get Aiden to love Comic-Con a little more.
I remember there was one time we were going down the escalator, and at the base of the escalator, it was just Fat Thor lying on the ground, taking a nap, like, passed out.
What the heck?
Funniest thing I've ever seen.
Show me it, show me it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like the Sinister Six. Dude, Sandman is just cardboard.
So there's that. Here's Ray. There's Negan. I love that. I love it so much. I love it.
Yeah.
We got Fat Thor. Yes.
Is that Johnny Depp?
No. I wish. But highlight.
It looks just like him, though.
We got that.
Avengers.
There's me. There's me. Here's Aquaman. No. Nightwing. I don't know the other person. I can't think of her name.
I also don't even know.
We got Wolverine here.
Wolverine.
Oh, here's Red Skull. Pennywise, this is a good one.
Yeah, I want to go there, honestly. I really do.
You should. Is that Fat Thor?
Where? I can't see.
Right
there. Oh, I see him. Hey, that kid's got a UA gym uniform on. The hat. Yeah. The hat.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
This kid's just doing his own thing.
Yeah, this kid was like, listen, I bought this on Amazon, and I'm just chilling.
Here we go. I love it. I love it so much.
This might be something that I won't even expect.
It's so great.
What you're about to show me.
It's so great. Look at Shovel Knight.
I can't see your screen, Steve.
What do you mean?
Your screen is, like, frozen for us.
Yeah.
Can you see it now?
It's frozen.
Turning off screen share.
How about now?
There it is.
Yes.
Okay.
What the heck?
Really funny.
Wait, who is that?
It's Tom Holland.
Spider-Man, yeah.
Oh, man. Someone just, I don't know.
Someone was Tien from Dragon Ball.
Kiko,
someone just like took a picture of Tom Holland.
Kiko, how you doing?
And they put him.
Oh, dude, it's the My Hero. Is that season 4?
Yeah, dude, that's how long this was. To put in perspective, how long ago it was. So long ago that they dropped a trailer today for season 5.
Oh, here's the mighty man himself.
Yeah.
Remus.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This is very early into my cosplay career.
Here, hold on. Let me get the...
For a second, Alex, I thought you were, like, trying to look like Venom.
No, I tried to do Bane from The Dark Knight.
Oh.
So I'm going to scroll through here. Stop me if you see anything that you want me to show you.
Hint, hint, wait for the end.
I think you know what I'm thinking about right now. No, I was thinking about the Smash Bros. Ultimate. That Donkey Kong move, which you call the Armageddon Monkey Clap.
Armageddon Monkey Claw.
We've seen that so many. I mean, I've seen it so many times.
How long ago was this?
I have no idea, man.
August 2019, man.
What are you?
This is. It's really been a long time. Alex sent me this the day before Comic-Con.
Rough day.
Hold up, scroll up. You got a...
What's up?
Oh, that's Nick Fury. I thought for a sec that was Snake from Metal Gear Solid. But it's Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, here's Terry. There he is.
Terry the Fly.
He's a grasshopper. How dare
that,
you?
That does
he looks like a fly. I'm sorry.
It looks like a
Alex, have you ever seen this?
It looks like a cricket. Yeah. What the heck? Yeah.
Oh, this was gonna be our logo.
Mario and Sonic at the castle.
Olympics.
Yes, the castle. Oh, God. Oh, no.
At the Olympic Games castle.
Oh, no.
Is that all janky? Why?
Anthony made it into pixel art.
Oh, man.
It's so weird when it's all pixely.
I forgot.
Rick and Morty.
Anyway. Morty. I feel bad for people who don't know what we're talking about.
What did you just say? Are you deer as in never deer? Screech! Screech!
Oh, man.
Man, I miss conversations like these.
Yeah.
Good times.
Man. Anyway, do we have, like, time to, like, talk about,
We do. Oh, Aiden.
Yeah.
This is a prime example of how bad our setups were.
I think it showed me this thing.
If you look close enough, there's a phone in there somewhere.
Yeah, right here.
That's not no, Steve. There, right there. Go down a little bit. There it is.
Right here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that is a phone.
That's a phone right there, good sir. Don't mind me, just watching you.
Oh, we had to save so much money for our recording equipment.
Oh, yeah.
I think we saved, I walked into Acme with, like, $200. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I'm gonna use all this money, and I'm gonna get an Amazon gift card. So here's the cash, and just let me take this. And you're like, okay. All
right.
Have fun, sir. And I'm like, I will. Oh, the my first CGC books. They look so nice.
Man, Spider-Man's kind of thick though.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Spider-Man's kind of got like a butt going on. That's kind of weird.
Okay, that's just kind.
You mean
that's
this?
Just kind of weird, Alex.
I know, but like, come on, dude. Who's like bottom is shaped like that? Who's rear end?
Also, fun fact: I got this at Comic-Con, and when I bought it, I didn't know that Todd McFarlane did the art cover for it. And it's super rad. It's super rad.
Did he just do the art cover, or did he do the art for the comic?
No, so he did the art for the cover because it was the 100th issue.
That is amazing. I love Todd McFarlane. He's such a cool guy. I think he has like a Guinness Book World Record for
Spawn.
Yeah, for like the most successful.
There you go.
For the most successful non.
What the? What's
it's
that?
From an anime.
Is that coffee?
Yeah, it's a coffee cup that has cat all over it.
Oh my god!
Wait, is that you, Alex?
Yeah, it was a filter.
This is the last.
My dog.
This is the last.
That's my dog.
This is the last time we were together in person recording.
What did we record?
SpongeBob and we recorded War of the Monsters.
That one was fun.
It was really fun.
I might need to watch it. Like, I haven't seen it.
The thumbnail for it is beautiful. It's beautiful.
Just like we should do it now.
Yeah, we are. We're right at the end.
All
right. This is where we currently are.
Okay.
In picture wise.
Okay.
Yeah.
With your highlight being this.
You gotta admit, Alex, that was funny.
I did exaggerate a little bit for comedic effect, but most of that was this genuine, like, that hurt my ears so much.
Oh, it did? I'm sorry.
It's alright. I'm good now. I'm still here.
So, since we only have a few minutes, Aiden, let's choose your top five favorite songs.
Alright, I would...
Out of all your music, and you have to explain why and the backstory behind recording it.
Okay.
But what is the one I was listening to the other day that I really liked? I think it was the last one we listened to that Alex didn't get to hear.
I actually can't remember what it was. I'm sorry.
The one that has the like the video game background sound with like the arcade. But the one with the phone, isn't it text message?
Yeah, I think that was. Text message.
Okay. That's my... So Alex, you gotta listen to this. Hold on. I think it's yeah.
Should we meet?
Listen to the.
Should we meet our mics for this?
No, don't. You don't have to.
Okay. Let's do it.
I think it's fine.
Fuse like sound effects of other things into the song.
Here, I'm gonna write down the time.
How long have we been recording for? So we've been recording for
like
a solid almost hour.
Like 50 minutes.
Yeah, 50 minutes.
Okay. You ready?
You ever cook?
I'm gonna mute.
You ever cook green beans and then? I know this is off topic. You ever cook green beans and then you think they're all cooked, but then there's that one that's raw, and it's the first one you bite into, and it makes
it's really hard.
It makes you think the rest of them are like that, so you don't really know what to do.
I mean, I've actually never cooked green beans in my life before, but I would imagine that it would just be bad.
Have you ever?
I'm gonna.
Have you ever cooked in general?
Yeah, like, I have, but, like, I can't really, like, remember when, specifically, I cooked.
I'm gonna start the song now. You ready, guys? Yeah,
I can't wait for, like, when you're a fully fleshed adult, and you have, like, Thanksgiving with friends, and then it turns out to be the same Thanksgiving from, like, the Charlie Brown one, where he makes, like, a bunch of toast and popcorn. And
yeah.
It's really just, like, simple food.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of remember that. I got a text message. I wonder what it says. I'm going to check my phone to see what it is. It played a sound to let me know that someone said something. Feeling that today is going to go fast, it could be rushing. I've just checked my phone and it has a notification. It was the text message that appeared in this location. My friend sent it to my phone and it was its. I wonder how many times it said phone in the song. Like it's a donation. Oh wait, hold up. I talked to you on the phone. You kept me up all night until I heard the ringtone. Got some thoughts in my mind that make me feel alone, but that won't matter because you are the only friend I Why am I getting itchy? I don't know.
So I'll tell her to come over. I need her to drive to my house so we can go to Dover. Sat on the couch, we'll play Fortnite.
Fortnite. I said Fortnite.
You know what I hear is a good way to make a song? And I learned this from one of my favorite bands. Excuse the name of the band. Their band name is Ninja Sex Party.
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
I played a couple Starbomb songs for him.
But recently I heard that the way that they make their songs is that they come up with a title first, and then expand on the title.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do with every song I put up.
Yeah. And it's really funny because they talked about all the songs that they didn't make. One was like, there's no way to go back in parentheses. There's too much ketchup on this burger.
Is that supposed to mean something?
Yeah, there's no way to go back. And then there's another one made by like one of them who really likes long titles. He's like...
Okay. I know. Okay. Stop.
I know.
I think that's a good part to start the next song.
I'm sorry.
So Aiden, really you choose this song. Which song?
But first off, I that you wanted me to like talk about the song, right?
Oh, talk about them after we play all the songs.
I remember there's another one. It was like Rockin' All Night, and in parentheses, or whatever time is available for you.
Okay.
What song, Aiden?
Huh?
Which song would you like us to hear next?
I would say Give It Your All. That's the song that I also like. It is a very good song. We should cool. Review it.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
If you kids wanna have fun, then give it your all. Music is playing loud, and everyone is dancing. Dancing is not the only thing I'm good at, I also can sing. I see people not having fun, and they're standing by the wall. I want you to have a good time,
and
give it your all. The music is playing loud, and everyone
is dancing. Are we not muting our mics?
Dancing is not the only thing I'm good at, I also can sing. I see people not having fun, and they're standing by the wall.
I think it's fine that we have commentary over my music.
Give it your all. Everyone get in the middle and show me what you got. If you think you can't do it, just give it a shot. I'm in my spot. My brain is giving me a thought. Let me show you guys some moves that I have been taught. I have been going to a lot of places at once. I was taught how to make some moves at one place. It's in the front. Nothing is going to stop people.
That's really good. Thanks, man. Was that recent or kind of like?
Well,
like how long?
This
ago
was
did
his
you make
first
it?
Album.
It's your first album.
I'm sorry, I didn't
hear that before.
I don't really categorize this as an album because it's literally just
what
like
would you call it?
It's mixtape. It's because it's literally just a compilation of random songs into like one project.
Sorry to interrupt, but I know you're gonna hate me for this, but I really want people to hear Sitting on a Hot Dog.
Of course. Sitting on a Hot Dog, let's do that. Fine. I still think that this song is memeable.
So you would say that it's more of like a best of rather than like an album?
I'm sorry?
The big dude collection.
It's ain't around that big dude on the track. I'm doing something new right now. I only got over it and went through my pocket. I'm running for my life. Blurry oil, what's making me look like a boogie? You walk on wood.
I want this to be played as like I'm being tracked down and then dumped in the street.
Because we got the style that would look like an end. I know I'm not saying we won't make a friend. If someone crosses our path, we won't see him in the fog. I feel the heat while we're sitting on a hot dog. I stand up on a stool thinking about it.
How did you come up with the name Sitting on a Hot Dog?
Alright. So basically, I think I was like previewing music. When I was like in 8th grade, I was previewing music, specifically a beat for this song, and I captioned it, what should I call this song, and then someone replied to it on Snapchat, saying that it should be called Sitting on a Hot Dog, and so I did, and it's literally just nothing happened.
We shouldn't like, do that the song, the titles of our videos, Alex.
Like, the song... Yeah.
Well, for part 10, I want to have it. Just, this one spins a lot.
No, you should put it, seizure warning.
What's seizure warning?
My face going left to right at rapid speed.
Actually, I was considering lengthening that so that it just flies around, not just from left to right, it'll also fly back
and
then go up and then go down.
You should re-edit that and do that. I think that'd be really funny.
Anyway,
So you have two more songs left, Aiden.
I gotta re-edit.
Anyway, I want to talk about Sitting on a Hot Dog a little bit.
Go ahead.
So basically, like, yeah, like, someone replied to it saying that I should call it sitting on a hot dog, and I did, because if you can't tell, it's already public on most platforms. But the song just does not make any sense, and I don't know, I was just literally just having
fun. No context.
Yeah, there's no context as to what I say in this song. Like, it's literally
there's little to no context in half the jokes that me and Alex make on our videos. Like, if not all, most of them are inside jokes that only me and Alex would understand.
Literally has nothing to do with the title. I just called it sitting on a hot dog because someone told me to do it. It's just meaningless. I guess. Anyway,
so what are your last two? Do you want to choose them from a different album? Yeah. A single?
We could do one song from my album, No Power, and we could do one of my three singles I put out.
How about we do this? Alex, you choose a song and I'll choose a song.
I think we are almost out of time.
We are, but do you want to do two more, or do you want to just wrap it up with one?
We could. Let's wrap it up with one, so that way we could all get to bed at a nice, good time, if that's all right.
It's only 9:30, though.
I'm just saying, okay?
Okay, Mom.
Yes, son?
We've been recording for like an hour now.
I know.
Anyway.
I feel like our interviews need to be longer than our normal recordings, though.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, what song do you guys like to pick?
Personally, I love No Power.
Yeah, the title track.
Let's do No Power.
Is that what you want, Aiden, as your last song to be played?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Do you ever... Ready? Hang on, wait. I have a question. Do you ever feel like in the future you would ever accidentally make a controversial song?
Yeah, definitely. I do think that I probably would make a song that I would not think would cause controversy, but probably will.
In what way do you feel?
What do you mean?
Like
how?
Huh?
Would it be like a lyric that you say, or would it be like
a joke theme
that like somebody takes?
I would say
like a title.
I would say like a lyric.
Would it be like a fast rap lyric, or would it be like
just pretty much any lyric, or it doesn't matter how.
You mean like a slur, or like a stereotype,
or it could be referencing something that others may find not very. Good to put in a music video.
I would actually agree what Alex said.
If you were like talking about like a random subject, and then out of nowhere you start like talking about like a historical event, like I don't want to say 9/11. What's the first thing?
Use the Berlin Wall.
Huh?
Yeah. He talks about 9/11. Out of nowhere, I feel like a lot of people would start to like, why did you do this? It's like,
exactly. Because it's a touchy subject.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
It would definitely cause controversy.
You ready? In 3, 3, 3, 2, 2, 2, 1, 1.
Got a blast! Yeah.
Hey, it's Aiden Brown, the big dude.
No power. There were lights that brightened up the place.
Yeah.
But they all went out like it was in a race. Going to find
I'm not sure if you can hear it, but like...
Out of my face. No, it's too dark. And I have a need of being...
I think that's pretty much every ad-lib I recorded was... would go from left to right on your headphones.
Are you saying something, Aiden?
Sorry. I'm not sure if you could hear it, but like with every single ad lib I put on, like at the end of each line, like you would like shift from like left and right through like surround sound, I guess you could say.
You ad-lib?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I was ad-libbing on this track. Definitely. Anyway,
let's take a listen. Anyway. Also, I wanna make another side note that I don't think Aiden did. Alex, do you remember the blackout in the summer of last year?
Yeah.
This song called No Power came out during the blackout.
It did?
That's fun.
Yeah.
Like,
really fun.
Well, I called it No Power like before that, like way before that. Like, I basically named it No Power like pretty much.
I think it's coincidental though.
Like
yeah. Ironically coincidental.
I pretty much named this whole album No Power after a blackout that happened not last year, but like in 2019. And it basically focuses on dark sounding beats and stuff.
Also, I was asking Aiden a question the other night about why one of his songs is called Broken Headphones. And because when I was a junior and he was a sophomore, we used to have physics together.
And, chemistry.
He used to walk around.
It's chemistry.
With chemistry, that's what I meant. With headphones around his neck that were always broken.
Yeah.
hence why it's called Broken
Headphones. Yeah, I wrote a song about it.
His experience.
Yeah.
What it is truly like to be the kid who always walks around with headphones around their neck.
I do it all the time.
I honestly don't even know.
Me too. I do it. A good friend of mine also does it, but he does it more than me.
Anyway, let's get back to the song.
Anyways, let's finish up the song because I like this song a lot.
Everything that's broken will be fixed now. It is my turn.
My turn. There was just no power.
No power.
All around the town, and it made me and other people feel down.
Oh, no.
There was no power for about 3 days in my house. All I really did was stay home and did nothing in my house. I am in the dark and I can't do anything in the house.
I'm in the dark.
Now I've got no choice but to live here like a mouse. Something's lurking in the room. The safest spot is the couch. If that doesn't work for you, you go hide in the pouch.
Yeah.
Can't access the internet. Put my head in a net. I'm getting upset. I have nothing to get. All of the problems we
I'm
have
with
this is a threat. But I'm going to push it and never ever leave a sweat. There was just no power.
No power.
All around the town. And it made me and other people feel down.
Oh, no.
There was no power for about 3 days in my house. All I really did was stay home and did nothing in my house. Running up to the moon, I'm going to bring it down. I call myself a winner. I know I deserve to wear a crown. The world is a place where every town and house needs a light back. Well, all of you people have asked for it. The light will be right back.
Right back, yeah.
24 hours passed and we were all looking for an answer. The world was dark before. The world was filled with anger. But now I walked home to make songs that will be bangers. I have got no power in me. I got all of the swagger. There was just no power.
No power.
All around the town. And it made me and other people feel down.
Oh, no.
There was no power for about 3 days in my house. All I really did was stay home and did nothing in my house.
Aiden.
Yeah?
Did you just pull a danger zone and rhyme house with house?
Wait, what? I did rhyme with house like quite a lot in this song.
You pulled a danger zone. He pulled a Kenny Loggins.
Oh God!
Ads.
Oh God!
Ads.
How do you stop it?
Just pause it.
Stop it.
I can't.
Yes, you can. Just pause it. I think we should
Did you pull a Kenny Loggins danger zone and rhyme house with house?
I don't even know. I don't even know what that means. But yes, I have.
All
right. I have. Right.
Tell him about Footloose.
Okay. So, I'm not going to tell about, I'm going to tell about Top Gun. So, a while, like, in the 80s, there was this movie called Top Gun, and it was, like, Tom Cruise, and it was, like, about, like, flying and stuff. There was a song for the movie. It was called Danger Zone. And it was...
Great song.
It went something like...
It's a great song.
Highway to
Let me do it.
Danger Zone.
Highway to the Danger Zone.
It's
yeah, I like that.
It's great when your audio clips out and it's just no volume and you're just screaming. It's like, highway to...
You're cutting
out, Alex. No,
it went perfectly because your audio clipped.
I didn't clip. I just stopped talking.
Oh.
Danger Zone!
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. So, the reason that I said that is because in the song, he's semi-notorious for the song rhymes Danger Zone with Danger Zone.
Oh, yeah.
So you have a lyric where it ends with Danger Zone, and then the next lyric also ends with Danger Zone. So he rhymed Danger Zone with Danger Zone. And so that's why I said to pull a Danger Zone, you rhymed a word with the same word.
House with house.
House with house.
I mean, I actually got an Instagram comment saying that when I dropped the album,
He found an Instagram called House House.
No, like, I got like a comment that said, I like how you rhymed... I like how in the song "No Power." Can I talk?
Sorry.
Anyway, it's like someone commented on my post saying, "I like how in the song 'No Power' you rhyme with house three times in a row." And
it was Alex's future self.
It is true. I rhymed house three times in the song. Well, especially toward the hook in the second verse.
Yeah. It was good. I like it.
Thank you, man.
Well, anyways, guys.
Let's
wrap it up like exactly how we did it last time, but let's top it. Let's make it better.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us on the Alex and Steve podcast. Sorry, Steven and Alex's podcast adventure. Thank you to
my
our...
name comes first. Get it right.
Thank you to our esteemed guest, Aiden Brown, also known as Aiden Brown the Big Dude, for joining us on an amazing podcast episode, which I'm sure we'll get...
A podcast adventure.
Yes, which I'm sure we'll get 10 billion views.
Thanks for having me, guys.
They can't view a podcast.
10 million listens.
There you go.
10 million rupees.
You downgraded from billion to million.
I'm sorry. Anyway. It's transactions. It's two different types of currency. Thank you.
Anytime you want to come back here,
you can.
Don't ask. Just like if we're recording on Discord, just join in.
Yeah.
Play sitting on a hot dog and just leave.
Okay.
If he ever gets married, I want that to be his like walking out song.
We're getting married on Discord,
hey.
And then you just joins and he's just sitting on a hot dog.
Okay. Anyway,
if one of us dies, we should know each other's.
I'll pour your ashes on the ground of.
No, we should know
of.
We should know what
Saint Rap School.
We should.
I will play sitting on a hot dog.
If one of us dies before another, I think it's probably necessary for us to know the song that person would want at their funeral.
All right, so
I want the. I want the Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Intrepid?
Yeah, I want that. I want that.
Aiden, what would you like at your funeral?
God knows at this point. I don't know. I honestly don't even know.
He's planning on leaving us that soon. God already knows, but we don't.
I'm saying that because I don't know what song we should...
like your own song to like plug yourself even after your death?
Maybe, I don't know.
Sitting on a hot dog part 2.
Fake your death just so you could get popularity. And then you're like, hey, yo, what's up? I'm dropping a new album. Also, I'm alive.
I'm not fake.
Just like Michael Jackson.
I would never fake my death, by the way. I would never fake my death. But anyway, yeah, thanks for having me on this podcast, guys.
Do you have anybody you want to shout out?
You have 5 seconds.
All right. Shout out to Antonio Clifford. He's a man.
There you go. I thought he was going to say the hot dog on sitting on a hot
also,
dog.
Also, shout out for to you guys for having me on.
Yay! Let's do it.
Hit the whip. No, I'm not going to hit the whip.
Next time, Aiden's going to be interviewing us.
That'd be amazing.
If I have my own podcast.
Can we guest star in one of your songs?
If you want, yeah.
Can we?
Dude.
We'll write a diss track about ourselves.
Yeah! what would we call it?
We don't know.
Arcade King don't.
Anyway.
It has to be like a long title, and it has to have parentheses.
Okay.
Anyways, have a good night, guys.